Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Joe Kent and Heidi Gnall join us to talk about what's happening in the midterm elections. Polls are tightening. It is really amazing to see. It's happening in real time. Email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is one of the most exciting congressional candidates in the country, someone we have to make sure wins, Joe Kent from Washington, who defeated an impeachment voter and is now up against a very far left winger, Marie Perez. I don't even want to talk about her, but Joe Kent joins us now. Joe, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show.
Hey, Todd. Thanks so much for having me on.
So, Joe, take this opportunity, introduce yourself, talk about your race, and talk about what your message is the next 18 days before the election.
Yeah, absolutely. So I had the honor of serving this country for a little over 20 years. I was a Green Beret and did 11 combat deployments for this country. Greatest honor of my life. I thought I was going to continue serving in that capacity, really for the rest of my adult life. I had started a second career in the CIA as a paramilitary operations officer. That was until about 3 years ago when my late wife, who was also in the military, was killed fighting ISIS in Syria. She was killed 1 month after Trump tried to get our troops out of that conflict the first time. Secretary of Defense Mattis, a bunch of other unelected bureaucrats betrayed President Trump, resulting in my wife and three other Americans' death. So after that, I stepped aside, but had an opportunity to meet with President Trump, and I told him he was getting everything right as far as foreign policy went, starting to finally put our country first. However, he was being thwarted at the mid to senior levels in ways I had never seen before in my 20 years of service. So started working with the Trump administration as an informal advisor, worked heavily on the Trump 2020 campaign, and then we all know the rest. The election was stolen, and then a bunch of folks decided they were going to vote for impeachment. And I was living in one of the districts of one of the impeachment voters. And so I looked around and nobody else was stepping forward. And I said, I'm going to go for this. We can't let this stand. We have to start taking our country back. And that was 19 months ago. So we've been at it for this long, hard fought primary. We're grateful that we got through with everyone's support here in the district. Right now, we're consolidating the Republican base here. And we are up against a very far left Democrat who's doing what Democrats throughout the entire country are doing. They're trying to say, hey, I'm a different kind of Democrat. I'm not the one who's responsible for inflation, out of control crime, our children being sexualized in the schools. However, she endorses all of those exact same policies. So she wants to go along with this inflation that's stealing everyone's wages. She wants to go along with open borders, open jails, and really the Planned Parenthood sex ed agenda that is giving kids puberty blockers and mutilating surgeries. So that's the fight we're in right now. We're up by about 5 points. We're just pushing hard through the tape.
Yeah, I can't wait to have you in Congress. I think it's going to be such an important voice on a variety of different issues. What is the composition of your district?
So we are about an R plus six or seven, and it's estimated in this cycle in 2022 that we're about an R plus eight or nine. So I beat a 12-year incumbent. She was a very soft Republican. However, she held the district, and we are, it's funny for folks who aren't familiar with the district, we're a stone's throw away from Portland, Oregon. We're right between Portland and Seattle. We're one of the only districts, I think we're the only red district that touches the Pacific Ocean and the continental United States. So we're in a very unique place. A lot of Trump voters, a lot of timber country. So we're fighting hard to make sure all of our people out in the rural communities get out there and vote.
So I want to play cut 39. This is not in your district, but it's in the state that you are going to represent. Seattle Middle School has so-called harm reduction policies that allow students to abuse hard drugs. And two of the students explain about how they're not allowed to go to the bathroom because other middle schoolers are hitting up really hard drugs. It's unbelievable. These young middle schoolers say, yeah, we have to administer overdose medication to our fellow classmates. This is happening in Seattle public schools for middle schoolers. Play cut 39.
So, Ava, tell me about what you've heard about people learning how to administer Narcan
to, like, revive someone if they're having a drug overdose. I mean, I think it's a good life skill to know, but you shouldn't be having to do it to your own classmates.
Yeah, so our bathroom breaks are changing. We can't go to the bathroom between 10 minutes after or before school or classes because people are skipping and doing drugs in the bathroom.
The school is endorsing middle schoolers to take time off during class, and other kids are not allowed to go to the bathroom because the middle schoolers are doing heroin and cocaine in the school bathroom endorsed by the school. Joe, what are your thoughts on this?
Absolute insanity. And for folks who aren't familiar, and that's probably not just in Seattle. Seattle is usually the furthest left in the entire country and the state. But here in Washington State, the crazy thing is we have this status called mature minor. If you're 13 or 14 years old, the school doesn't have to tell the parents of medical procedures that the students are receiving or any kind of therapy. And I think my guess is that that's where this, hey, you can go in the bathroom and use drugs, little period's coming from. And probably the parents aren't even being notified of the kids that are doing this at school. That's why this transgender ideology, the sexualization of our children, and just the overall degeneracy in our schools has become such a hot button topic because people want autonomy back over their children. And they realize they're being preyed upon, whether it's drugs in the bathrooms at schools or whether it's them being told that, hey, if you're confused about your sexuality, maybe you need some chemicals or potentially even a surgery. And wink, wink, we won't tell your parents about it. People have had enough of that and they are ready to take their kids back and make sure that they're not being abused like this in the schools.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, mature minor. I wonder if a mature minor can buy an AR-15. Probably not. You know, that's they don't believe in young people, you know, an 18-year-old being able to defend themselves. But a 13-year-old can definitely chop off their parts and chemically castrate themselves in more ways than one. The economy is going into a totally awful direction, Joe. One of the first things I hope you do when you're a congressman is just say no to this insane spending spree that has no basis in economic reality. I want to play cut 49 on how economy and inflation is the top concern of voters. Play cut 49.
How about this? This is a New York Times poll, brand new here, asking voters what's the top issue on your mind this election. I haven't seen it this dramatic in a poll. Add the economy and inflation together. That is 44%. We're getting close to half of all respondents in this poll saying that's their top issue. Nothing else even cracks 10% right now.
Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, that reflects the reality on the ground. You can look at all the fancy charts you want all day long, but you don't need a PhD in economics to understand what gas cost just 2 years ago. It was under $2 per gallon out here in Washington State, and people weren't being strangled every single day. I mean, right now, as it stands, 1 month or more of people's wages is going to be stolen this year alone just due to inflation. And what is the Democrats' solution? They want to keep gas astronomically high. Biden's making no efforts whatsoever to give people any kind of alleviation at the pump. My opponent said she'd sign on to the so-called Inflation Reduction Act that adds on new taxes to domestic energy production. And then, like you said, the out-of-control spending. I mean, the three major pieces of legislation the Democrats passed this last Congress, it's estimated somewhere between $6 and $7 trillion more onto our deficit on the backs of our kids and grandkids. So this is right up in people's faces. And this is bringing over a lot of independents, a lot of people who've never been politically engaged before, over to our side because they're just hearing more of the same. And they've had 2 years of one party control and they are absolutely sick of that.
Yeah. I mean, Joe has raided our strategic petroleum reserve. It's unbelievable. JoeKentForCongress.com. Go there and support him. That is JoeKentForCongress.com. He's running up against the total lunatic. We got to make sure Joe wins. Joe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Charlie. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Charlie Kirk here. Look, I've told you about producer Andrew and how Relief Factor has really improved his life and relieved the pain in his knees and back. Now, let me tell you about Yvonne in California. She says this, quote, "Both my husband and I are in our 70s and so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom from aches and pains like Relief Factor. I hear you, Yvonne. Relief Factor works for me too. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution developed by doctors based on scientific research to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing you pain. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing. Your first step to becoming pain-free could be just to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 804-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 804-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
So if the media,
a big media company would be purchased by a Republican, there'd be a lot of uproar and rancor. Oh my goodness, billionaire Republican buys the Washington Post. Okay. But there is a company that is far more critical, that is a staple to the regime that they cannot lose, and that is Twitter. Twitter is a simulation. Twitter is not real life. Twitter used to be a lot of fun 5 or 6 years ago. We used to have one of the top Twitter accounts on the planet because we understood how the platform worked, and it was organic and it was authentic and it was bottom up, and you were legitimately able to impact the news cycle, impact millions of people with contrarian ideas, with heterodox takes. And then all of a sudden Twitter was captured by the very same regime that raided Mar-a-Lago, goes after pro-life leaders, and they have a consensus that by any means necessary, they need to have a platform where it feels like you could speak freely, but it's actually the absence of free thought. The whole thing is a game. It's a simulation. And that's exactly what Twitter has become. And so Twitter has become kind of like this public-private partnership of you're not allowed to speak out against the issues we care about, whether it be environmentalism and climate change, COVID and vaccines, the mRNA shot. You can't do any of those things. Now, if Twitter were to actually be liberated by these Bolsheviks, the Democrats will not win a major election for the next 20 years. That's how important Twitter is. Twitter is the incubator of elite opinion in society. It's not a matter of how wide Twitter goes. It's also a question of how deep does Twitter go. I mean, it almost looks like Twitter has almost become an intelligence operation in recent years to influence many major narratives. So, of course, Elon Musk got into this whole thing with Twitter. Whether he regrets it or not, it's too bad. It's like he has to buy it. And it looks that within a week or two, with a 90% certainty, Elon Musk is going to own Twitter. He has said that he is going to reduce the Twitter workforce by 75%. Just fire all of these freaks that work there with no life, with degrees from Caltech. Go get a job at Meta or whatever. These people are low-life degenerates. I've dealt with a lot of them. They find pleasure in suppressing your speech. They have this messianic power complex of trying to referee the opinions of an entire nation. Forget it. And so Elon buys this company, and if he were to actually liberate Twitter and allow people to speak freely and allow people to challenge their leaders and to get heterodox opinions out there, the regime becomes less powerful overnight. So now what does the government want to do? Now what is the Uniparty demanding? Well, the United States government is coming out and saying, hey, we need to now make the Twitter deal subject to a national security review. Biden regime officials are discussing whether the U.S. should subject some of Elon Musk's ventures to national security reviews, including the deal for Twitter and SpaceX Starlink satellite network. U.S. officials have grown uncomfortable over Musk's recent threat to stop supplying the Starlink satellite service to Ukraine. He said it had cost $80 million so far, what they see as his increasingly Russia-friendly stance. What? Is Ukraine a part of the United States? Why are we putting up with this? This is one of my great complaints against the Republican Party. And they know they're wrong. Every time I talk to a U.S. senator about this, they run for the hills. They start shaking. They can't answer questions. Because they know they're bought and paid for by Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, and Lockheed Martin. Continues by saying, the government is also concerned that his plans to buy Twitter with a group of foreign investors. Right. The discussions are still at an early stage, the people said. Officials in the U.S. Government Intelligence Community are weighing what tools, if any, are available that would allow the federal government to review Musk's ventures. Oh, so the world's richest man, who also is supplying you guys with your stupid electric vehicles all over the place and your solar panels, who happens to be a whiz of an entrepreneur, all of a sudden is a threat because he happens to love free speech. Let's go put him under a national security review. The interagency panel known as CFIUS, overseen by the Treasury Department, reviews acquisitions of U.S. business by foreign buyers. Why is it that CFIUS isn't reviewing, I don't know, Chinese officials buying farmland next to military bases? So the Chinese go buy military bases, go buy farmland next to military bases, no one cares. China goes, has police stations in Manhattan. Nobody cares. But Elon Musk, an American citizen, says, I want to go buy Twitter to liberate it from the anti-speech regime. And the federal government says, we got to stop this. This is a punishment via the process is what they're trying to do. They are trying to stop Elon Musk from allowing speech to reign free online. This is so outrageous. When Republicans take back Congress, we've got to investigate every single one of these criminals. You want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids? Just look at how they react to the wonderful company of Patriot Mobile. I use Patriot Mobile and you should too. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. This is because they take a portion of your bill and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and they're winning. Patriot Mobile's amazing. They have affordable plans for you, your family, even your business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, you're supporting conservative values with every call. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. Special discounts are also available for veterans and first responders. That's patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Join our movement, make the switch today, and make a difference tomorrow. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Joining us now is one of the most exciting races in the country, and I think it's going to shock the world what's going on in Colorado. I'm in Colorado right now. We have to do this interview remotely, but it is Heidi Ganahl. I've known Heidi for a long time, and she's running up against Polis, and Polis has got to go. Heidi, tell us about your race. I think you got a lot of momentum. Tell us about it.
Thanks, Charlie. Oh, my goodness. People are fired up here in Colorado to take our state back. But he tries to act like a moderate, Jared Polis does, and he's a total far-left activist who's destroyed our energy industry, passed one of the most extreme abortion laws in the country, made fentanyl a misdemeanor in most cases, which is destroying our communities and killing our kids, and, you know, really just doesn't align with our values here in Colorado. People are waking up, and I think they're going to give him a big surprise on November 8th.
What are some of the biggest issues in Colorado? And, you know, some people saying, you know, outside of the state of Colorado, oh, you know, there's no chance Republicans can't win. But you've won statewide before. You won statewide for a board of regents seat. What are the biggest issues right now in Colorado? Do you see kind of some of the national pressures playing out here as well?
Absolutely, Charlie. Believe it or not, Colorado is the highest inflation rate in the country, 16% since Joe Biden took office, number one in the country. It's costing everybody in Colorado about $1,000 more a month to live right now. And fentanyl is a huge issue here. We are second highest in increase in fentanyl deaths in the country because Jared Polis made us a sanctuary state and decriminalized fentanyl. And finally, crime is out of control here. We are the fourth worst state for crime in the country, number one in auto theft, number one in bank robberies, number one in cocaine use. It is just horrible what is happening to our beautiful state here, and I have a plan to fix all of it.
Yeah, so tell us about that. I mean, Jared Polis has just been such a disappointment in so many ways. He pretends to be this moderate where he really isn't. Tell us about your plan. Tell us about how you would turn Colorado into the state that I grew up loving, and it's turned into a beautiful dystopian nightmare. It's beautiful scenery, wonderful, you know, people, but the politics are just so awful. Tell us about your plan.
Well, first and foremost, we have to take care of our kids. 60% of our kids here cannot read, write, or do math at grade level. That is a tragedy. We've got to provide choice and transparency in the classroom and competition by going all in on school choice, similar to what Arizona did with education savings accounts. Mm-hmm. Then I've got to be a strong, strong leader and put law and order back in place and replace all of the leadership at the various law enforcement agencies and make sure we have their back and cancel our status as a sanctuary state and make fentanyl a felony, which it should be. And finally, we've got to make sure that it's affordable to live here again. So I'm going to take Colorado to zero income tax, like nine other states have done over 8 years, and put more money back into the pockets of the people of Colorado.
Well, that is ambitious. I'll tell you, to take Colorado down to zero would make it a compelling place to live and to move to. So tell us about the parents' rights movement. I think that this could be one of your kind of sleeper coalitions that could kind of sneak up on Polis. There have been so many moms and dads across the state of Colorado that have been rising up and challenging kind of the regime of kind of nonsense in schools, pornography being taught to kids. Talk about the parents' rights movement in Colorado and how it's really gaining steam.
Oh, I think that's our secret sauce here. I say I'm a mom on a mission, even though I've done a lot in the business world. I launched Camp Bow Wow, the country's largest pet care franchise, and I run it, you know, help run a $5 billion organization right now. The key is the parents. They flipped 10 school boards last year here in Colorado because of the woke nonsense going on in the schools and because our kids can't read, write, or do math. So what I want to do is give parents hope and inspiration that they will be in control again, that we will give power back to parents to make good choices, make different choices if they want to, by funding the student, not the system, and providing transparency in the classroom, which Jared Polis did not support a bill that would give transparency in curriculum. And also yesterday, of course, we had the vaccination issues going on with the CDC. And I came out with a bold statement that I would not require our kids here in Colorado to get the COVID vaccine.
What does Polis say about that?
Oh, he had some squishy answer about how he would refer to, you know, local municipalities and the CDC. It's basically him just kowtowing like he normally does to his unelected bureaucrats. Mm. He has every intention of doing not what's right for the kids, what's right for him, and getting more control over our children.
Yeah, I have to believe that if you are a mom or dad in the suburbs of Denver, and you might not love Republicans, you might think, you know, somewhat neutral on Polis, but the idea that your five-year-old might now have to take the mRNA shot to go be able to go to soccer practice, I can't imagine that's going to help Polis in any way, shape, or form. So good for you for having the courage to speak out against it. And Heidi, just to give you some polling, though, 97% of Americans do not think kids should have to take this shot. 97%. We can't agree on anything. 97% is just overwhelming. And so talk a little bit more about your opponent. He's spending a bunch of money. He is very dishonest. He's turned Colorado into an unrecognizable state. Talk more about kind of what you're up against here and how you're closing the gap.
Well, and I think folks should care around the country about what's happening here with Jared Polis, because he wants to run for president. He is absolutely putting his hat in the ring on that front. So if we can stop him here in a few weeks, I think that would help our country overall. We do not want the policies of Jared Polis throughout America. He's destroyed our energy industry here with his Green New Deal. He's passed the most extreme abortion law in the country here in Colorado. You can have abortion up until a baby's birth date. He has opened the floodgates by creating us as a sanctuary state to fentanyl and the poison that that is. And he's destroying our ag industry. Our agriculture industry here is number two in the nation. He had a meat out day. And I'm married to one of the top barbecue cooks in the country. That will never happen under my watch. But don't believe the polls. I am feeling it on the ground. We've got internal numbers that look very close. They're doing everything they can to depress the vote and make it seem like a lost cause. Colorado is anything but a lost cause. We are going to pull off a huge upset on November 8th.
I love it. Tell our audience about your website and how people can support you. Heidi Gunnall, running for governor in Colorado. I've known Heidi a long time. I'm enthusiastically behind her. I was behind you in the primary. I was super pleased to see you succeed there. Heidi, talk about how people can support your campaign.
Well, thanks, Charlie. You've been a warrior, and I so appreciate all you've done as well, especially helping me in higher education with the nonsense there. But HeidiForGov is the website. We've got all the information on all our policies there. We need all the help we can get here in Colorado. We're an underdog, but that's how I've spent my whole life. I've always been an underdog, and I've figured out how to get things done, and we'll get this done in a few weeks. So go to the website, follow us on social media. We're having some fun on social media and poking at Polis and pointing out all the crazy stuff he's doing. So let's stop him here in Colorado so he can't do what he's done here to the rest of America.
I love it. Heidi, keep running a great race. We're 18 days out. I think you're going to shock the world. HeidiForGov.com. Check it out. Heidi, thanks so much.
Thanks, Charlie. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Let's go to cut 54 of what has now become a very tight race. Tudor Dixon is within the margin of error to become the governor of Michigan. I'm telling you, you could see a red wave of governors, Kerry Lake, Tudor Dixon, Minnesota governor's race. Play cut 54.
Well, the governor wants you to believe that she did listen to the experts, but we have the letter from the Nursing Home Association that said, whatever you do, don't send COVID positive patients into nursing homes. And yet the governor did. She even tried to hide the final report of the numbers of how many deaths we had. In fact, she's tried to hide a lot from this pandemic. She tried to hide, or she did hide, effectively, why her Department of Health and Human Services director left. In fact, she even paid him off with a secrecy agreement.
That race is now within the margin of error. And in Minnesota, the governor's race is tied. Tied in the state of Minnesota. DeSantis' latest poll shows him up 11 points. Abbott up 11 points against Robert Francis O'Rourke. You gotta love it. Gretchen Whitmer only up 2 points. The Wicked Witch of Michigan, who very well might be displaced. I'm telling you, this is building. It is starting to get to a crescendo moment. And Tudor Dixon would be just such an amazing governor. And to beat Gretchen Whitmer. Gretchen Whitmer was such a spokesperson for the pharmaceutical regime and the lockdown agenda. Oh, it would be a beautiful ballot referendum to see her lose. She's probably top five. And yes, I would love to see J.B. Pritzker lose. I know. I'm pulling for Darren Bailey. I'm pulling for a miracle. I'm pulling for all of that. J.B. Pritzker is pumping in a lot of money into that race. But don't be shocked if that Darren Bailey-Pritzker race gets down to single digits. I'm telling you, it could be a lot closer. People in Illinois are really fed up. Want to play cut 53? Tudor Dixon continues. Play cut 53.
I want to remind you that she has vetoed more bills than any governor in the last 70 years. So when she has sat up here and talked about her bipartisan willingness to work with people, do not be deceived. This is a woman who shut down the state and had to have her powers removed by the Supreme Court.
And we have some exclusive news to share with you from Nevada. Some breaking news, not public yet, exclusive on the Charlie Kirk Show. Nevada Senate race, Adam Laxalt, Republican, up against Catherine Cortez Masto. Catherine Cortez Masto, 43%. Adam Laxalt, 48%. A 5-point lead in the Senate race. And in the governor's race, Joe Lombardo, 47%. Steve Sisolak, 42%. Nevada is about to realign as a red state, everybody. That is a massive threat to Harry Reid's disciples and all of those acolytes throughout Clark County. There is something special happening in the state of Nevada. It's happening in Arizona. It's happening in Georgia. It's happening in Michigan. It's happening in Minnesota. It's happening in Pennsylvania. That is from Rasmussen, by the way. That poll is from Rasmussen. 5-point lead for Adam Laxalt. Now, does that mean we could celebrate? I mean, Clark County could do such nonsensical stuff. We are not going to celebrate until every single vote is counted. Now is the time to not just win by 5, let's win by 10. Let's obliterate these people. Let's expand the ranks. Every Hispanic out there, every person that has never voted Republican before, welcome to the Republican Party. Our movement is diverse, it's inclusive, it's exciting, it's optimistic, it's forward-thinking. We are going to overwhelm the system on November 8th. We got a date with destiny on November 8th, everybody. The woke Democrat Party, the radical Democrat Party that calls moms and dads terrorists, that teaches your kids pornography, that has inflated our currency, that has kept our border wide open. We're not just going to send a message to them. We're going to send a message to every single one of the deep state bureaucrats. The people are back in charge. We are hours away from that. We're, what, 420 hours away, 425 hours away from a referendum on all of you. We are counting the hours. We're counting the minutes to the people take back power in America. November 8th is right around the corner, and it is building. It is crescendoing. We got to keep the pressure on. We are 400 hours away, but we got to put every ounce of energy into this. We are not going to be spectators. We're going to be in the arena. As Teddy Roosevelt famously said, it's the man in the arena that counts. It is not just a spectator sport anymore. Okay, let's go to another piece of sound here. The Pennsylvania Senate race, by the way, is really tight between Dr. Oz and Fetterman. I think Oz is going to take it. It really is. It's really an amazing thing. Herschel Walker is also closing. Let's go to some Herschel tape here. Let's go to cut 12.
First of all, you have to blame this administration and Senator Warnock, because within 2 years, this inflation has gotten worse. They cut our energy independence. They also raised taxes. And at the same time, they reckless spending all our money. So he would sit here tonight and say that he's doing a good job for us. And you ask me, what is one job I would do to help the inflation? First of all, we got to become independent, energy independent again. And the reason why, we're going to our enemies to ask for gas and oil. And that puts us not just in an inflation problem, but it put us in a national security problem.
One of the great crimes of the last couple of years is how Biden intentionally destroyed our energy supremacy, superiority, and energy independence. We don't talk about it enough. We were exporting more oil than we were importing. Oil and natural gas development across the country. We have these amazing blessings given to us by the Lord, and we've intentionally decided to destroy it. Our own actions. Our own actions did that. All by a stroke of a pen and the environmentalists that want to see America weaker, want to see us poorer. I mean, one way that you could stop inflation overnight is just increase oil production. Bring down the price of oil. Joe Biden is trying to crush the fossil fuel industry. Destroy energy as we know it. It literally is the lifeblood of a civilization. You cannot have a society if you do not have oil and natural gas. It's not possible. The mainstream media is getting their messaging in alignment. Play cut 112 of the mainstream media talking about the dangers of powerful white people. Play cut 112.
Many of us have seen the dangers when powerful white people decide they want something, they annex it. And they've never had a problem replacing the people who stand in their way.
We see American white people are going crazy. They're resorting to violence.
This is literally what conservative white folks do when they don't get their way. They turn violent.
White people deputizing themselves in some position of authority to have jurisdiction over their life when they need to mind their blanking business.
Yes, sit in your corner, white people, while we scold you and condescendingly yammer at you all day long. And so that first person was Tiffany Cross. She's a bigot. She's a racist. She's a disgusting and vile person. By the way, she says this is white rage and white backlash. Why is it that so many Hispanics are then coming to Republican circles to vote for Republicans? The growing coalition of the Democrat Party are going to be people that are permanently addicted to government assistance, a majority of blacks, but I think that's going to change, and white liberals. That's it. And then white liberal females that I can't quite map the psychodrama that goes on in upper middle class white female liberal culture. It's very bizarre to me. It's as if they want everyone else to be miserable alongside themselves. But besides that, every other normal person in society except upper middle class white liberal women, there's going to be a huge political realignment, and I hope the Republican Party is ready for it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.